It's just a minute after 9 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed Show, a Monday edition, Monday, February 1st. And as I mentioned, a very special personal stash of music on the way today and a very special Intro Wars. So it is my daughter's birthday today, and the personal stash will reflect music that I had on a mixtape that we just wore out in the car. We wore this mixtape out, and I can actually still remember each and every song and the order that they played in. Some of them you may have heard. Some of them maybe you didn't. But in any case, I hope you enjoy the hour's worth of music. Now, as a special honor, because she loves Intro Wars, we're going to play a couple of monsters today. And your attention span, don't worry about it. They'll cover you. Each of these intros is about 2 minutes long, and you will decide at 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM, which of the intros is the best this morning. Is it this? Tasty and delicious, Chicago, and does anybody really know what time it is? It's got everything. It starts with a great piano, it changes in mood, it changes in tempo, it's got horns, it has it all. But is it better than this? What did I tell you? I told you they were two monsters, right? Of course, Foreplay and Longtime Boston. And you will decide. This is up to you. I don't get a vote at 949-715-5936. There are over 40 two-minute intros in the entire competition. That, just a couple of them. So we will eventually crown a greatest intro champion of all time. Just know that this is a cool, decent, tasty selection. And we'll play the winner of Intro Wars in its entirety on tomorrow's program. Right now, let's play in its entirety Friday's winner. It's the Mornings with Ed show. It's the Mornings with Ed show. That was Friday's winner of Intro Wars, music from the Doobie Brothers. It moved along in the competition, 9-12 the time. And as I've been mentioning all morning long, you know something is great when you beat it to death, Ed. It is, of course, today, February 1st. It's my daughter's birthday, and as a special gift, because I know she listens, I'm dedicating today's personal stash to the songs that we listened to together. And I'll get into exactly what each and every song was on the trip. Sometimes we'd be stuck in traffic for hours between here and LA. I'll give you that story. But as most fathers of a baby girl can possibly tell you, there is no feeling in the world like holding her for the very first time. There's nothing in the world like that feeling. It's the moment you make every promise that it's when you promise her that every wish she has, you will do your best to make come true. It's that moment where you want to just protect and you make this deal. You know what? Just let me take care of you forever. please let this work. You know, it's one of those, I've never felt more vulnerable, more scared, and yet had more confidence in the task ahead. It really clears your head for fathers to, for the very first time, hold your baby girl. So I had the good fortune of working nights, and her mom and I had the good fortune of being able to switch when it was time. And very, very, very seldomly did anyone else watch Shelby during those first few years. Her mom and I completely were able to do it. She worked days, I worked nights. It worked out for us. And that time you have when they're infants and you have as a parent, just you and your infant, again, nothing like that in the whole world. And there was a song that I would sing to her, try to, horribly, as a lullaby, that just, it's better if someone else sing it for you. So this was the song that I would try and sing to my baby girl.
Quietly while you were asleep, the moon and I were talking. I asked that she'd always keep you protected. She promised you her light, but you so gracefully carry. You bring your light and shine like morning. And then the wind pulls the clouds across the moon. Your light fills the darkest room, and I can see the miracle that keeps us from falling. She promised all the sweetest gifts that only the heavens could bestow. You bring your light and shine.
It's always better when Sade sings anything. That song called The Sweetest Gift, and it was, I would make the attempt to sing it. And maybe that's why Shelby just turns away whenever I try and sing. In any case, later on, as time passed by, I had a job in Los Angeles. I was working network radio in Los Angeles, and I would have to make the drive from here in Orange County to L.A. Sometimes to record something, to record an interview with somebody, whatever the case was. And I, on occasion, would be able to take her with me. And again, being able to watch her during the day was a big advantage because they get to hang out with you. So we developed a mixtape of songs of mine that she absolutely loved. And this was, just became commonplace. Put the tape in. It was a cassette tape. And I'm going to give you the songs as we heard them there in the car, and I hope you enjoy them. This is the personal stash of the trip to LA and back.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she made that way clean. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
The time, and it may be unfair as a parent, but I know we all do it. We try and just give our kids as much of our music and the stuff that we love, and we hope some of it sticks, you know. I hope you like some of it, because I know that your life is going to be like in sync, and you know, and I know that's coming. So yeah, we try to give them as much of our music as we can. This is part of our mixtape on the way to LA. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, Personal Stash. Before the Time, music from Tom Petty in a special Shelby's birthday edition of the Personal Stash this morning. I thank you for your indulgence. So I'm asking the parents out there, is there a movie or two that you can think of that you've absolutely worn out with your child? Is there a movie that had to be seen 100,000 times while they were around the house? There's two that come to mind for me. One of them, Lion King. I can actually quote Lion King verbatim from beginning to end. I'd seen it so many times, and all the songs are great in Lion King. Not a Lion King song coming up right now, though. But another movie that we had to watch a million times with Shelby was The Coneheads. You may remember The Coneheads, the family from that claimed they were from France, but they were from outer space. It was Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, David Spade was in that movie. Great movie. Fun family movie. Really, really a lot of fun. And it had some good music in it, too. Well, one of the songs in it, I could not get Shelby to stop loving this song. No matter, it was one of those you wake up with nightmarish sweats. I'm hearing this song again, really. But there's a great scene in Coneheads where the dad, Beldar, is driving the daughter around in the car with all of her friends, and they are just so obnoxious with how they're dancing with this song, and he's not digging it. But I used to dig it when her and her friends would copy this. So it's a soft sell. The time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Don't forget, you are still voting for the two contestants today during the intro wars. Does anybody really know what time it is? From Chicago or Foreplay Long Time from Boston? The number is 949-715-5936. 949-715-KXFM. Music from Incubus.
go. I never thought I would be at 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. Woe is me. But I guess that it comes with a territory, an ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see, but I am mad, but I can take an exploding scene, bigger than an impossibility. I was having a look in a book and I saw a picture of a guy right up above his knee. I said, I can relate, cause lately I've been thinking of combusted kitchen as a welcome vacation from the burdens of the planet Earth, like gravity, hypocrisy, and the perils of being in free. But thinking so much time.
My love of Incubus on my sleeve, man. And it was part of that mixtape for the trip back and forth to LA. Thank you for indulging this morning's personal stash. One of my favorite bands ever, The Motels. I've also never made that a secret either. Love The Motels. And on their All For One album, which has just every song on it, every track on that album, certainly worthy of a listen. And that may be one of the albums that we should do in its entirety at one point. A song that always caught my attention and certainly caught our attention as we would make the drive is a song called Change My Mind. Motels. Mornings with Ed.
I don't want
Yeah. See what I'm saying there? 9:36 the time, 24 minutes before 10 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show, a very special and personal stash. Music from L.A. Guns. All of this was on the same mixtape, by the way. Music from L.A. Guns, one of those great L.A. bands that was hanging in the 80s and 90s that was just really kind of like a house band at a lot of the places. The Troubadour, for instance, and you can catch them on a Thursday night at the Troubadour, man. That's how hot it was here in L.A. and Southern California at one time. And this next song, by the way, and I want to let you know that normally during the personal stash, I try and play stuff you don't often hear anywhere else. this next song, it's not its fault that it gets a lot of airplay. And don't hate on it, because it does get a lot of airplay. It's just, for some reason, I found this song, even back then, to just be infectious. I had to hear it. And then once Shelby got a hold of it, she had to hear it all the time. So it would be part of the mixtape that I'm telling you about right here. These are songs I'm taking directly from a mixtape that was in our car forever. Don't hate on it because you hear it a lot, but just understand the writing behind it. Time slips away and leaves you with nothing, mister. There's great writing within the song. Very, very introspective from Bruce. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. You know, It's couched in a lot of loud keyboard and some banging drums in the background, but the lyrics to that song, don't let these glory days pass you by. I mean, the lyrics are really kind of sweet and cool in that song, and I never really noticed them, I'll be honest with you, until I went to see Bruce live at the Coliseum at one point, and he sang this song without any accompaniment. He started it out completely a cappella, was joined by a piano, and then Clarence Clemons, just him and Clarence Clemons on the saxophone at the end of this magnificent version of Glory Days that I have yet to find anywhere. And as soon as I find him doing it like that somewhere, recorded, I'll let you hear that. Again, one of our favorites as we strolled through the mixtape that was in the car. This is music from Bush. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. went by so fast. 9:52 the time, 8 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show, and I appreciate and thank you for your indulgence as to my self-indulgent music this morning. I appreciate that. And here's the deal. We played Intro Wars at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes worth of two great intros, and you're still able to decide. You overnight, you can text in 949-715-5936, and you decide. Yeah, that hour went by fast. A very happy birthday and love from your dad to my daughter, Shelby. Love you.